It's levitation. Yeah.
Jay, well.
Baby, you shine like diamonds. I treasure your heart like China. I want to copy designers. Top of my list, you the finest.
Baby, I want you bad. Around the clock, I want it bad. And we won't stop. I write it good. Stay in the mood. You tear me up.
Sexy, you're so fly. Measure up to that big prize. Buy you out like a franchise. You want it bad, I can bring it back. We vibing out, no strings attached. I plead the fifth cause I got your back. Our bond is strong and that's a fact. Baby, your hugs are cozy. Bringing you dozens of roses. You are the one you've been chosen. Your heart's so warm as unfrozen. I'm loving your vibes, you chose me. We stick together like glue. I'm ready for you, gonna put it on you. You're doing me right, baby, do what you do.
Baby, I want you bad. Around the clock, I want it bad. And we won't stop. I write it good. Stay in the mood. You turn me on. Baby, I want you bad. Around the clock, I want it bad. And we won't stop. I write it good. Stay in the mood. You turn me on.
I see you, boo. You do what you do when it turn me on. A gentleman first and a gangster. You open my door, you a real one. Nothing can measure out to you. You real gifted and you see me through. I'm a bad bad, you got my back. Working together, got things
let's do.
Who gon' pop off first? It's gon' be me or you. Know what we want and we'll see it through. I get what I want, so you're lucky too.
You know that I'm lucky too. You know that I'm lucky. You know that I'm lucky too. Baby,
I want you bad. Around the clock,
I want it bad. And we won't stop. I write it good. Stay in the mood. You turn me on.
Baby,
I want you bad. Around the clock, I want it bad. And we won't stop. I write it good. Stay in the mood. You turn me on.
That's right. That was the world premiere, Around the Clock. Brand new single, debuted yesterday. We debuted it today. It's Jay Wills and Levitation premiering new single, Around the Clock. Today is Wednesday, and this is the Urban Talk Radio 103.5 FM, WNHHLP, where you will hear conversation, information, education, inspiration, motivation from the American urban perspective. I am your host, Kingsley Osei. And if you are just joining us today, in our home studio, we have a very special guest, Jay Wills and Levitation. Today on Urban Talk Radio, you can join the conversation on Facebook at Bullmice and Twitter at Bullmice. You can also stream this show on your smartphone or computer by logging on to newhavenindependent.org. You can also join me on my Facebook live streaming right now, Kingsley Osei. There is a whole lot going on in this world. It's way bigger than hip hop. I don't even know how to start the show. I haven't been talking about politics for a minute because my co-host Shafiq has been MIA. So I've laid off on politics, but there's a lot going on. We have a Republican presidential candidate who is actually campaigning in court, fighting for his life for hush money. Paying the hush money back in, I believe it was 2016, if I'm not mistaken. None of that is relevant right now. But either way, he's fighting for his life, campaigning in the courthouse. And, you know, that's what we have. So for all my MAGA evangelical friends, you guys had a problem with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, but you have no problem with an ex-president who cheated on his wife, brand new baby, paying hush money, grabbing them by the pee, and you know, campaigning in the courthouse. All right, so it's a lot to unfold. There was a breaking news right now. Georgia appeals court says it may consider Trump's effort to disqualify Fannie Willis from subversion of the election case. Man, it's a whole lot going on. They're trying everything. The kitchen sink, the air fryer, everything is is being thrown out. But let's get back to business, man. let's get back to business. Jay Wills, what's popping, my brother?
Good, bro. Good. Appreciate you. Shout out to Kingsley for giving us this opportunity on this platform, man. You know what I'm saying? We go way, way back. So I'm grateful to have this situation and to be able to introduce new female artist Levitation to, you know, your show. Appreciate you, my guy. Let's give him an applause, man. Give Kingsley an applause. This dude, he's been in the industry for years, so don't take him lightly. You know what I'm saying?
You understand. You are not supposed to be taken lightly either, man. Didn't know you as Jay Wills. I know you as La Smooth.
Yes.
Now, before we talk about you, can you this female next to you introduce herself?
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Levitation. I am a R&B seamstress who likes to sing and also rap from time to time. I'm here to inspire myself while inspiring others. And all I want to do is the music and to let these little girls know that they can do it too. And anything they can put their mind, anything you can put your mind to, anything you put your mind to, you can do it.
All right. Jay Wills. Now, how long have I known you?
Probably, we're about to tell our age right now. I mean, so yeah, probably, I was over 30 years, bro.
At least 30 plus, right? We look good enough to tell our age. We ain't got no shame. Life is good over here. Feel me?
Absolutely.
Jay Wills is a DJ friend of mine. We came up DJing together. I mean, literally, we popped in the scene back in the early 90s, let me say 89, 90 to be exact.
Right.
I've been DJing before that, but I normally like to go straight into the prime when I registered myself into the industry. I think I registered myself into the industry in 90, 88, 89. We were both DJs in Bridgeport doing, you know, house parties and club parties and mixtapes and radio, and you were infamously known for doing the Dayzine parties.
Absolutely. You know, the ballroom joints.
Let's talk about that, man. You know, coming up as a DJ.
Man, listen, coming up as a DJ was a great way, man. I came from West Africa. You know, my father invested, he gave me $1,000 and I invested those in some 1200s.
What country, West Africa?
Liberia. So I got $1,000 from dad, invested in the turntables. And from there, I just started to build an empire, you know, and DJing and ballroom parties, high school proms, name it. It was a great opportunity to be able to play that music and watch people dance and have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
So you was one of those people that got silver spoon fed with $1,000 to buy 1200s, while some of us started with Gem Sounds, Gemini, scrapping every penny trying to buy 1200s.
Oh, God.
You see how that goes? You and DJ Chance got silver spoon fed. DJ Chance got money from his mom to buy 1200s. I know that too.
Yeah, I'm dying right now, yeah. Nah, I mean, I don't know if you want to put it that way, I guess. But
how else can I put it?
I mean, I feel you, but that's what I'm saying. Opportunity is an opportunity. Whenever you got the money to get your Gemini, it was still an opportunity, right?
So that basically means I was a little bit ahead of you before you came out, because nobody around had 1200. Let's be straight.
Facts.
But nobody.
I'm still ain't gonna buy into that. I'm just
nobody at all. Right, nobody. We were all going to either City Sounds.
Right.
We were going to High Ho Center.
Yeah.
Or we were going to Chinatown in New York trying to get right.
Right. I ordered mine from Eleanor, so maybe you got a point.
And with no shame, let me tell you how I got my 1200s, man. You know, mutual friend, Dave Womack.
man, RIP to Dave, man. That's my boy.
Dave the barber always has some type of stolen items at the barber shop.
Dave was a real dude, though.
Dave was my first best friend when I came to Bridgeport.
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely a real one, man.
I
still see the picture once in a while when we went to the park. All of us went to the Great Adventures of Summer, Six Flags.
Right.
It was me, you, Dave, Dwayne, all of us. We was like...
Dwayne, R.I.P., yeah. R.I.P. Dwayne.
Yeah, R.I.P. Dwayne too, yeah.
Dave's cousin, Dwayne, R.I.P., you know. Yeah. You guys were a crew.
Yeah, no, definitely. Crazy. That was way back. Unbelievable times, bro. We had, like I said, there's no days like the old days, and you could definitely say that. Because when you think how we used to, like, you know what I'm saying? Get together, do the parties, promotions, and everything, bro. You was the beast on the streets, though. Can't forget that.
I mean, I had a lane. We were doing them gangster parties.
The Bush Boy parties.
The Bush Mob and Brotherhood. And
every party they went to was a shootout, bro.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party, man. That's where we were breaking the Mob Deeps and the Wu-Tangs and the Onyx and, you know.
Yeah.
Man, what an era, man.
Those are definitely the days.
All
that to this.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is that what made you get into the anti like violence or the gun violence?
We're gonna talk about. They're gonna be a segue to that, because if we want to get into that right away, I actually seen Jay Will's transformation, his reinvention came from piggybacking off what I was doing. It happened. I knew when it happened. And it happened in real time. Something I was telling a lot of artists to do. Some people didn't listen. He was one of the ones that came on the platform, listened, and did exactly why he is still relevant right now. When we started the Connecticut Against Violence, we invited him to the platform. He came on the platform. He recorded an anti-violence song. The media was following us all over the place because we had something that the media couldn't understand. They couldn't understand why is the community and its kids so attracted to us? Why do they follow us everywhere we go? That's because we brought something to the game that nobody was doing. We made violent prevention cool. We brought hip hop into violence prevention. We made violence prevention part of hip hop. So when the kids see the CAV banner, they were excited. They're going to see a DJ. They're going to see music. They're going to see an artist performing. They're going to see Hot 93. And, violence prevention was an entertainment. So Jay Wills was one of the people that we put on our platform to perform. And, News 12, who was also partnership with making sure that our message got across, he took it from there. And he really became Jay Wills.
Yes.
If I'm wrong, let me know.
Nah, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. I remember the performance at Central High School that particular one with DJ Santos, you, and a few others that was there. What's his name too? RIP to him, man. Big Tone, yeah.
And it's crazy because we didn't even start with DJ Santos. I still have the original picture. We started with all old school DJs. I'm not going to mention any names. All old school DJs, and somehow I was being sabotaged, and somebody broke us apart. They said, you know, I had some type of personal agenda or whatever, and my agenda was nothing than a 13-year-old who got killed, gunned down, and on his way home, And I'm like, you know what? We always doing something for party, for money. Why don't we do something for the kids and get the attention and have a discussion? And everybody said they were on board. The next thing you know, we were being divided. And so I brought DJ Santos on board.
Oh, okay.
And he came on board, and you know, he became our CAV All-Star DJ.
Yeah,
all the way straight.
That was a good move. Definitely a good move.
But that's really not how it was written, because it wasn't even written. It was invented with all old school DJs just willing to, you know, to do something. But it didn't go that way. And that's where we are. With that being said, this young lady over here, how did you discover this young lady? And I came up with this. Anyway, that record is hot, by the way. It caught my attention. It's not really your type of records. We're going to get into, you know, we started talking about how you started, but you also got some accolades under your belt. You've done some things. But before we get into that, how did you discover this young lady?
You want to tell them a story? Or should I say? Well, I met her at a job, basically, and you know, I had a conversation with her, found out that she could sing. And, you know, knowing me, you know that I'm always looking for fresh talent or somebody new with a different sound to try to put something new together. You know what I'm saying? So basically, when I approached her the first time, she said she sung. And I was like, OK, good. So this is what I need you to do. Hit me up. I'm working on a project. I need you to sing on some songs for me. She's like, OK, cool. So Instagram, I bet. Boom, boom. Nothing happened. Second time I met her, spoke to her again. Are you serious about this music? Let's make it happen. I really need you to get on these tracks.
I was very, very, very serious. And I had just moved from Georgia to Connecticut. I was born here. So, you know, I was trying to get some things in order before I started to, like, you know, solidify some things. And so, yeah, it took some time in between.
Right. So the third time, I literally low-key, like, just said, yo, listen, if you're not about this music, don't talk to me about music anymore.
I was like,
I don't need to hear nothing else about it, because if you're not serious, I don't need that conversation. She stopped and looked at me like, nobody never talked to me like that. I was like, but I'm serious about it, so hit me up. Let's get this done. Yeah. Eventually, she hit me up, and then we got in the studio, and long and behold, we came up with this record. And she got a lot of great records that nobody heard yet. And she recorded them on her own on, what is it, Band? What is it?
Band Lab.
And
it was from the pandemic. When the pandemic started, we couldn't go to the studios like that. You know? So, you know.
She got the work. She does incredible work on there. So when I heard the talent, I just knew she had what it took to be a professional artist. And I was like, well, get in the studio. We got in the studio. And things just started flowing. We worked on a record called All the Girls. We're going to be releasing that mid-summer. We're going to be doing a dope video for that, All the Girls.
Every single type of female. So if you guys are very interested, you can follow me on Instagram at I am Levitation, no caps, and underscore. So IAMLEVITATION underscore. If you want to be a part of the music video, you just got to let me know. And then I'll transfer it to my manager. And you guys will be able to, you know, we'll work that out.
Make it happen.
Is she a Latino?
Is that a question?
Yes, my dad is Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I didn't want to go straight into the Puerto Rican. That's what I wanted to say, but I don't want to end up you telling me, oh, I'm a Dominican, and then the next thing you know, shots fired.
Jamaican background.
A Puerto Rican from Georgia?
Well, no.
I was born in Bridgeport.
Born in Bridgeport, okay.
From a small age and went there, went to school. You went to school in Jamaica, everything, and came back. You know, I'm an adult now. I got kids and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I came back. I needed a different change, and I came with the mission of putting Connecticut on the map.
Yeah, that's crazy when she told me that, yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. Okay, so what's next? You know, this single. What are we doing with this single? What's next? What's bubbling?
So the single, you guys, just came out yesterday.
We're excited about it. A great response on it. Love, likes, and comments. Run it up. So basically, our next thing we're doing, we're going to be shooting a video, music video for this song. And then in the process, we have like interviews lined up. We got a few shows lined up. She's going to be doing a show at the Gathering, it's called.
Yeah, the Gathering Tavern,
June
downtown.
1st.
That's 155 State Street.
Mm-hmm. And it's June 1st. Time is
June 1st. I think it's 9 to 1 a.m.
Black
people, urban time, you know.
Right.
Come at 8, you know?
Yes. So we got that going on. We got another interview going on in New York with Nate. What's his name? Nate? His other name is
Ask Nathaniel.
Yeah, he was actually in one of my music videos years back, but he has a great platform, YouTube in New York. He lives in Staten Island and Brooklyn, between there. So basically, we're going to be going down there and doing a big interview with him, probably do like a tiny desk performance with him in a nice theater set up down there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to great things promoting his record. Obviously, we're going to reach out to DJ Buck. I already did, sent him the record, so I'm just waiting for a final decision on it and get the record spinning on the radio and through all the DJ pools, everything. You know how we do it, Kingsley, you know what I'm saying?
You never get advice
from you, man. You like the Russell Simmons of Connecticut, man, so.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I'm just.
Come on, man. Wipe that dust off, bro. Come on, stop it.
I'm just doing my part, man. Just doing my part, making sure that, we share the platform.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I don't know if I actually congratulate you on that new baby girl you got. She's growing up best, posting every day. She's a beautiful girl. I got two girls too, so I already know what it's like. Know that feeling.
Thank you, man. I do a lot of posting of her because it brings me joy. And actually, I didn't know that it brings a lot of she brings a lot of people joy. That girl, she brings joy to the world. People tell me they wake up in the morning and when they see that girl's face, it just makes their day. A lot of people have told me about that. So, sometimes, I will lay off for a minute. And once people, were telling me that, I made it my business to, share my joy, with people. She is really a joy, she lights up.
Without a doubt.
She lights up a room. So, why not? If anybody, if you got kids that are doing something great, feel free to share it with the world, man. We all learning, different things from each other. I may see something that you're doing with your kids that I could learn from. I may see a playground somewhere that you had your kids at, and I may, I may inbox you, hey, where was this? Where was that? What is this? It's funny because I was doing her hair and I posted
it. Yeah, I seen that. I commented on that.
I'm gonna tell you the story on that, and a few people, inbox me like, do it like this, do it like that. And one girl actually told me that, I know your pain with the hair. Really? She's got a lot of hair. I knew the type of hair she was gonna have before I named her Curly Z. So that name was already out before she was born. So one girl actually told me the type of brush that I should be using, and she sent me
that they have out, and it just goes through any type of texture. That one.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
It's a brush that goes through any texture, like any texture, and you do they're like, wait, you did it already? Like you don't feel
very easy. I can't remember the name. It's in my joint. I went ahead and I purchased it, and man, did it make life easier. It went from a 20-minute trying to do her hair down to, like, I think 10 or 15 minutes.
I posted in comment up there, daddy duties, baby. That's basically what it is.
But
I give you a lot of credit for that, though, because I did attempt that one time, and I got cussed out by my daughter because she was like, dad, what are you doing to my hair? Crazy, but.
I do have a lot of fun doing it because there was a time when I was in the industry when I was on the road, and I always think about music executives and people that, besides the artists, people that actually on the road promoting the music and everything else, and life without having to see their kids every day to spend these moments and these times, and I would not trade it in for anything.
Facts. As you shouldn't, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's a golden nugget to have and hold on to, man, because, see, they grow fast so quick that those moments, you got to get it in, because soon they're going to be like, Daddy, we ain't going to the movies together, bro. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. You're going to be shocked when she hits you with that one. Nah, you're not going
to. She's grown too fast. She's already hitting me up with a few stuff. So she gives me the reality check all the time. I get that reality check. She's already telling me I'm old. At 3 years old, she's already.
So you old man?
Yeah. She don't call me an old man, but she said that you old.
She's definitely growing fast. But you got a beautiful old girl, man. So you're doing the right thing, bro. Just stay on course. And everything will fall into place.
I appreciate it, man. For all you radio listeners, you said I got a beautiful girl. I mean, look at all this. I need a shave. But look at all this. Yeah. All right. This is the Urban Talk Radio 103.5 FM WNHHLP. I am your host, Kinsley Mosey. And if you are just joining us today on Urban Talk Radio, you can join the conversation on Facebook at Bo Mice and Twitter at Bo Mice. You can also stream this show on your smartphone or computer by logging on to newhavenindependent.org. We are also joined by our special guest, Jay Wills and Levitation, premiering their debut single, Around the Clock. And before I go any further, I would like to give a rest in peace to MC Code Red, also known as KR the Specialist. RIP, my brother. He was he's a Connecticut artist. He's a legend. Jay Wills, you are also a hip hop expression of Black history. You are CT hip hop legend, and
I appreciate that, just
want to pay my respect to him, man. R.I.P. Yeah. My brother.
Also, can I slip one in if I may?
Yes,
Big Lex from Mystique, man. We want to send an R.I.P. for him also. He was a very great manager up there, and doing his work and things. He gave me the opportunity to shoot a music video in there, and which a lot of people don't get to go in there with cameras. So that was a good look, man. May he rest in peace. Shout out to the family. Hopefully, they all well.
And I was going to give Big Lex a shout as well. Right. Let me say this about Big Lex. I was in Connecticut looking for a place to go have a cigar one day. It was 2 o'clock, and looking for a place. I knew there was a spot in downtown that was supposed to be open for a cigar, but it wasn't. So I'm riding, and I said, boom, it was like around maybe 1:30, 1:45. I pulled up at Mystique.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled up, and Big Vic was there. Big Vic was at the door. I haven't seen Vic in a minute, so I seen Big Vic, and I said, yo, Vic, I want to have a cigar. If it's okay, he was like, go ahead. So I went in the car, got my cigar, came back. It was about 2 o'clock. Big Vic took me to the back to go say what's up to Big Les. Big Les was in the office. I opened the door. Big Les was there. He gave me a pound. We took a picture. I said, yo, Les, you mind if I go to the back and smoke and have a cigar? It was 2 o'clock. The spot was closing, by the way. He was like, go ahead. I'll let you know, when we're leaving. Big Vic leaves because he's got to go take care of his dog. Big Les is back there counting money, whatever he was doing. Had me in the back smoking a cigar. I was there till 3 o'clock until he was ready to leave when the spot was closed.
That was love. You know what I'm saying?
That was love. It was, it's a loyalty. This is not people that I deal with every day, but we have some type of loyalty and friendship over how we maneuvered the industry at one upon a time. And we have that respect for each other, knowing where we came from, knowing how we supported each other, and not forgetting where we all came from. Big Les, man, rest in peace. My condolences to your family. I remember the first time I went to Mystique, when Mystique had just opened, went in there one day, and he had the bartender comes to me and brings me a bottle, say, hey, this bottle is from Big Les.
Can't go wrong with that, bro. That's genuine love. You know what I'm saying?
So Big Les, man, rest in peace, my brother. We love you, man. All right. Jay Wills, now let's get back to you, man. Now let's talk about you. You got a few accolades, besides being a DJ. You went from DJing into production. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I definitely, yo. So after being a DJ for several years, you know, I got into this feeling of wanting to just make my own music. So I pursued it. And in the process of doing that, I actually was fortunate enough to land a deal with Terror Squad. And I did a record with Fat Joe and Terror Squad on the first album right before Big Pun died. So that definitely gave me a great opportunity to be in the industry and got to feel it, what it was really like to be amongst these dudes, you know what I'm saying? People in the industry, you know, and you knew a lot of that because you hung around those dudes all the time, Kingsley. But it was definitely a great opportunity. And from that, I learned so much that I can pull into new artists that I meet right now and start to work with.
Which was it a Terror Squad album you worked on or was it a Fat Joe album?
Oh, no, it was a Terror Squad album. Track number 14, yeah, Mind Kind of Girl. I did that record.
Which album?
The first Terror Squad. There was only one Terror Squad album.
Okay.
Right, the album, yeah.
That's the album we worked at Loud Records, I believe.
Right, exactly, with SRC.
With SRC, that was SRC, right. Yep.
Yeah, but no, the opportunity was great, man, and I'm grateful. Absolutely.
That's funny because as DJs, we were so competitive that we had to find our own way of how to, eliminate the competition. I went into promotion and marketing, owning my record store and all that stuff. You went into production.
Right. You know what? DJs was always in the back. We was always on the back burner, remember?
Right. Like,
they only started talking about DJs like after the 90s. And you remember when we did the show with Naughty by Nature at the Klein Memorial?
Yes.
Naughty by Nature, K Solo, Nicky D, all of them came.
Yes.
That's what made me realize, like, KG's in the background, scratching. Nobody really talked about him too much. So we had to just change gears and try to get in position. But now, sometimes I feel like I kind of miss that opportunity, even though I could always get back into DJing. But the DJ started to get the light, and they became producers and now it was like they couldn't even put the credits up without, giving that DJ that credit. You know what I'm saying? The whole DJ aspect just blew up like out of like nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Aside from just playing, but a lot of people started recognizing DJs, and I'm like, why did I stop DJing?
That's why I have to big up to my brother, DJ Justo, recognize the DJs because they were trying to put us back first one to give us the DJ Grammys. I was privileged to be have the 1998 Best Mixtape DJ in Connecticut. That was
okay.
Arguably nobody was effing with me. I'm gonna just put it like that. Big shout out to my boy DJ Billy Bush. We were both at XCI together, but on that mixtape scene, I was a beast.
Now, I remember when y'all was running XCI. I came down a few times, did some interviews with y'all.
Yes, you did.
I had that college on lit.
I mean, people don't understand. I forever talk about XCI. Shouts my brother, DJ Ron Ice.
Coming up
as DJs, we all had some type of goals, and the goals advances as you go.
Right.
And most people will tell you that you came up as a DJ, part of your goals was maybe you wanted to DJ in a club one day. Some of your goals was back then, maybe you wanted to be on the radio.
Right.
And being that you wanted to be on the radio, if you came from the 90s, being on a college radio was it.
Yes.
Because that's where the records was being broken.
Broken, exactly. Started from the college and then you move it up.
It started from college, and then the what do you call it? BDS stations will pick it up from what college radio station are playing. So you had that little 89 Tech 9, NYU radio station with Stretch and Bobbito that was breaking every single record coming out of New York, every underground record coming out of New York. And we as DJs, we had to listen. If you were doing your homework and you wanted to be on top of what's going on, you had to listen to 89 Tech 9.
89.9.
They call it 89 Tech 9. 89.9.
Is that the QFM that was in Harvard?
No. 89.9 was New York. That's Stretch and Bobito.
Okay, got you.
Stretch and Bobito, they call it 89 Tech 9. Now,
okay, I got you.
They were breaking all. They were the ones that was breaking everything. All white labels, into white labels. And then those records that they were breaking will end up at Fat Beats.
Wow.
You know, so that was the whole routine. So you listen to 89 Tech 9. Hopefully you were able to record some of the stuff that they play. And if you was on college radio, you come in and, you know, whatever it is that they play, you play it. And if you could pick up a vinyl at Fat Beats that you heard, you know. Mm-hmm. So if my record store was inspired by Fat Beats, you know.
Right. Okay.
That's why my record store was built with the stage, you know, for artists to be able to perform on it with a DJ.
Right. I remember that,
That was all inspired by Fat Beats.
That's dope.
So you went into the production. You did some stuff with Terror Squad. You had a studio. I recall bringing some artists to your studio. Some of the artists that I was working with. Who was it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It wasn't Cormega, was it?
I did Cormega with you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think brought some art. I know I brought some artists to what's his name? To the Twins. What's his name? Their studio was in yours as well.
The Twins?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Gerald Isaac and Steve Isaac.
Steve Isaac, right. Yeah. I remember I brought J Mills and Corey Gunn. Who did I bring over? Cormega, did I bring Cormega to you or I brought?
I think he brought him to me. I was downtown at the time, right?
Yes, you were.
Stretch Factory. It's called Stretch Factory now, but we was on top of there on the fourth floor.
I remember bringing Cormega to record a freestyle, a diss record when he was going at it with Nas, and when he left there, he brought that record straight to Hayslay to break. That's why I'm not sure if I recorded that with you or I recorded that with Steve Isaac.
I'm not sure of the particular, but I do remember him coming by. Maybe we did drops when we came by.
Okay.
Maybe we did some drops.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, all that was a great opportunity, man, for even building this career and in this industry. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you can watch everything grow as it is. The DJ still play a special part in making records and breaking records and throwing the bombs, like, you know, Flex and all that. But then now you got the social media platforms that break record as well. So it's like, you know, how do DJs balance that? Even if you just stay strong in your course of what you're doing as a DJ, I guess you won't be bothered with the TikTok and all that, because you still need the physical DJs to play these records at parties and everywhere else to get it to the ears of the people. You know what I'm saying?
So how are you? Go ahead.
That come out now or that have been out, they come with their DJ now. Is it Future?
Yeah, no, that's typical. Yeah, most hip hop artists.
Yeah, even the girls now.
Yeah, no, they got it.
Them. Yeah.
But they got to learn a certain set with them, what records to play, when to play. You know what I'm saying?
They got to know each other, and you got to basically bounce off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in such a hype that is, you know, it's like you're going to be my DJ.
You ain't asking them, you're telling them, huh?
Yeah. Levitation, how are you? How are you maneuvering? Who's inspiring you? Who's inspiring you right now? What artists out there is inspiring you?
That's a really good question. SZA. SZA. If you ever see this, girl, hit me up. Stop playing. SZA. So let's take it back a little bit. So it all, you said right now, but I'm going to take it back, you know, pay some of the older ones a little respect. So raised in a Jamaican household, whatever. So like Nicki Minaj and then Rihanna. Rihanna is what really like grew me up. Like I was singing Rihanna songs at the talent shows and, you know, the showcases and stuff that I had. And then Mariah Carey. Then it goes to like, you know, Usher, you know, the ones that were doing like the R&B, Chris Brown. Now it's SZA, you know, Coi Leray. Lola Brooks, you know. Mm-hmm. Mulatto. I should have said that right after SZA. Mulatto is one. You know, she's doing it big. She got her own day now. You know?
She got a day?
In the South, yeah. She got a day. She got to keep it.
She's from Atlanta, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how are you marketing? How are you marketing yourself?
How am I marketing myself?
Yes. And your music. What tactic are you using?
Social media.
If you had opportunity to be branded right now, what would it be?
Say it again.
If you had an opportunity to be branded right now, what would it be?
To be branded, like how
your brand, like the basically platform. You know what you told me about how you want to let younger girls see you as being,
first of all, I want to make music for women and for men, to uplift women and men. Now, I'm not an advocate for, you know, little kids, but because I am an adult and I do, you know, my music is going to be a little grown in a sense, but I do want to let them know that we are human too. Like when the time comes and we up here, like I'm a human too. Like I'm going to mess up, but guess what? Get back up, dust yourself back off and keep going. You know, I don't want to be like, oh, look up to me. But if and when they do, I want to be in a position where I would be proud of myself if I was to watch me. You know, so that's pretty much, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty much.
If there was a brand that wanted to put some money behind you.
Oh, Fashion Nova, immediately.
What brand would you want it to be?
She said Fashion Nova.
Okay. I think it would, okay. Fashion Nova. Yeah, I would do like Fashion Nova. Like I'd probably make a song or whatever. I don't know.
It's very universal if I was to help you out, because even with that record, All the Girls, like you could use that record for makeup. You could use the record for girls' perfumes. There's a whole lot of things we could do, and it's like we got some approaches that we're gonna take with that record. Even with this record, you know, it's friendly. And once they got released, TikTok automatically caught it from the hook. So they already got plans that they know that hook is gonna be a dangerous hook and a hook that everybody's gonna probably want to follow and do things from. So her marketing can expand in different ways. She does like Caribbean type stuff. We got her on All the Girls records. That's a Caribbean Afrobeat type of sound. We got her on this record, which is like basically like the trap, you know, Atlanta sound. And then now on the other record she got, she sings songs like you could put on a Cinderella movie if you want to, or take it to Disney. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that she has. But obviously we're breaking her out into the urban.
Boxed in anything. It's like if I created it, take it for what it is and use it differently for different aspects of things.
Very multi-talented. Very, very, very multi-talented. Like I can't wait since she actually released the whole project, and that's gonna be a little while because we're just gonna get the attention we need for her, get her on the right path, get her in the right mind, get her, you know, everything situated with as far as her branding and sponsorships and everything, and then we can take it from levels from there and really decide what we would drop as her first album. But she got like at least, you know,
an album already.
An album, 15, 20, 30 records right now, like that we're sitting on that we're not going to put out until we feel the time is right. But it's a good question you asked, because it actually just reminds you to think about, you know, how you want to take this approach. But, you know, we're just doing what we like to do genuinely out the heart musically. And then it's going to pave the way for what people think about it, what people want to say about it, who wants to use it. And, you know, from there. And I have a great relationship with a friend that owns P-Valley, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, a record like this can go into P-Valley. Baby, I Want You Bad. You know what I'm saying? Around the clock. So we're going to submit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just a wild, very wide spectrum of what we could do in terms of these songs and how to market them.
Are you familiar? I know you're an island girl. Are you familiar with Chantel? Chantel, Chantelle. Jay Wills, you familiar with Chantel?
The name sounds familiar. I don't know. When did she come out? Is she new?
So there was a Chantel before Rihanna, if I'm not mistaken. Rihanna is actually inspired by Chantel. Chantel was an SRC artist.
Oh, okay. So you work with her?
Yes, I did. Yep. I did. I remember bringing her to Hartford. Very, very slim. She's from Barbados. She's from the same place Rihanna's from.
Got you. All right. So now we're gonna have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, go back and check it out. Yeah. So yeah, there was
she was probably influenced by that a bit, not even knowing it. She probably heard it, but she had to go back and get reminded about it. But if it's before Rihanna, you was around by that era, right?
I mean, I was, but I was like middle school.
Oh, middle school, okay.
Like, yeah, like I wasn't really, my mindset wasn't really that. It was literally just Rihanna. Literally.
Okay, got you. But all right. Well, if Rihanna got her inspiration from her, then obviously.
I think, what do you call it? Page maybe Shauna or something. If you put in Chantel, artist, you probably will find out. So anyway, there is you know who Steve Stout is. Does she know who Steve Stout is?
No, I haven't explained that to her, but
okay, yeah. Levitation, you're gonna have to be you gotta speed up the pace. It takes one single to make your career. This is not the days of you gotta have a you gotta, you know, be signed to do 3, 4, 5, 10 albums. Sign yourself as a slave to Jay Wills. This is those eras are gone. It takes one single. Mace did one album with Diddy and never gave him any more albums.
That's crazy.
When it didn't look right, but Mace is pretty financially secured, well, without giving Diddy any more albums. So it takes that one single. Now I ask you about Steve Stout. Steve Stout,
right? Yeah.
Steve Stout is the machine. He's the guy behind a lot of people that a lot of people don't know. So if you look at LeBron James getting all these endorsements, or whether DJ Khaled, or he's the mastermind behind a lot of artists branding that people don't really know about. He was the man that's got Nas signed to Columbia Records, 50 Cent. But he's got a book called The Turning of America. This man is the genius of branding.
Yeah,
you gotta check out that book, The Turning of America. It's a book that he wrote many years ago, but I think he just came up with a new documentary. It's called Hip Hop Something. Just put in, I forgot, it's called It's something hip hop, and he starts off with DJ Khaled.
Okay.
For what I found out, he also manages DJ Khaled on the low. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't even know that until I was watching the documentary.
I had no idea. So he has the platform United Masters, and I'm a member of that. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy.
He was managing Trackmasters, I believe. That's the beginning of his career.
Then he's a brilliant dude, though. I have to say that. Because after seeing what he did with that platform, I respect him a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to definitely go back and check out, look more into him, obviously, because like you just brought some things up that I was not aware of. Like,
yeah, watch the documentary, man. There's a lot to learn, man. You know, I'm a student of the game.
Right.
Whether I'm in it or I'm not, but, I like to learn because it's always transforming. You know, yesterday's hip hop is not today's hip hop.
No, you know? Definitely not.
yesterday you needed to survive off an album. Today you don't. The one single can make you an actor. The one single can make you a brand. You know, so it's not so much about album. It's more about branding. You know, focus on that one big song out of the 30 songs that you have, and let it take it from there. That one song will lead you to a whole project,
right?
And build from there. Don't focus too much on an album. Focus on that one big song out of everything.
Take it right. That's a great advice, though. I like that. Big things you pull around the floor. He acted like he retired already, but see, this is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You need to cut that out, bro.
I did retire, man. But you know, if you have any, If you have it and you can't share it, then what's
good? He got nothing else to say after that.
If you have it and you can't share it, then what's good are you? You know what I mean? That's why.
Yeah, facts. But see, that's what I'm saying. Even though you think you retired, but the knowledge that you have, bro, is not going to die. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to keep feeding that to these young artists that needs to hear this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that's something we always need to do, like have a form of something in Connecticut. Even though it seems like some of us ain't, may not be serious enough or may not take it serious, but we've been in the industry, so we already know what it's like to like actually, you know what I'm saying? Separate yourself from the local doing demos or doing small, you know what I'm saying, projects, then doing major projects, which you're accountable. You know what I'm saying? You got to show approval of what it is that they hiring you to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it. And we seen you deal with these labels, the artists, you know, bringing them to the radio stations, making sure their promotions is out. We seen all that happen, Kings. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, you got a knowledge that these artists want to hear, like they need to hear, man. Trust me.
Getting cheesed by cops while trying to put up poster boards.
Exactly. Yeah. All of it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Can't pay for that experience, bro. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be something that you was naturally born to go through, and you did just that. And then now you form a whole company, CAV, that caters to young teenagers staying out the streets. That's brilliant. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kingsley one more time, yo.
Well, talking about CAV as Connecticut Against Violence, is now Community Against Violence. You know, we're not taking it out of Connecticut, but, you know.
It needs to be brought in. I mean, yeah, why not?
It's brought into different states, so the brand now is Community Against Violence. And Jay Wills, man, you know you've been doing stuff for the community as well, and you know, I thank you for doing stuff for the community through music.
Thank you.
I know you had a good friend in Frank Rick here who has been a very big supporter of
Frank. Yeah, very instrumental in. Like, as soon as I sneezed, I was on the news. I just couldn't believe it, but it started with Sarah Hagen, though, when I did that Crying Voices song, the one she was talking about.
Yes.
I posted that on Facebook. I didn't even show my face in the video, and she called me up like, I want to interview you today. I wasn't even an artist. And when she said that, I was like, you know what? All right, let's go for it. And I invited them to my home studio. After that, I did a whole album because of that one song, and that's what she was talking about.
Right.
Crazy. It's crazy. It's just like unbelievable. So I just had to live the artist out. I did it because I, at the moment, I didn't find the right artist who would like try to deliver what it is I wanted to write. And I want to see this dream happen, man. This is not something that I just started and want to just do it and let it go. I'm fully embedded into this. Like, I'll do this till I'm on the cane. I'll be rapping on the cane or DJing on the cane or producing on the cane. So, you know what I'm saying? This is how I feel about this game, but y'all understand. Like, so from my heart, I would do it until I leave this earth, man. No matter who thinks about it, how they think about it. The point is I'm able to give other people opportunities in this industry that I've been blessed to come up with. You know what I'm saying? Such as yourself.
All right. We want to be able to play your music to end the show. So let them know how to pick up the new single.
Yes, I'm going to...
Debut the single again while you at it. And then, you know, I expect you guys to sing along when we play. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so good. Tell them where you can find the single.
Okay, guys. So you guys can find the single on all platforms. That's Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, Tidal, TikTok, Amazon Music, Snapchat, Instagram.
Load it up and then make some funny videos out of it.
Also, we do have our website too.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Debut. We ran out of clock. Debut the single. Debut it.
Okay. So yeah, your song, the brand new record called Around the Clock by Levitation.
Yeah. Jay. Well. Baby, you shine like diamonds. I treasure your heart like China. I want to copy designers. Top of my list, you the finest.
Baby, I want you back. Round the clock, I want it back. And we will stop. I'm riding good. Stay in the mood. You turn me on. Baby, I want.
fly. Measure up to that big prize. Buy you out like a franchise. You want it bad, I can bring it back. We vibing out, no strings attached. I plead a fifth cause I got your back. A bond is strong and that's a fact. Baby, your hugs are cozy. Bringing you dozens of roses. You are the one you've been chosen. Your heart's so warm, it's unfrozen. I'm loving your vibes, you chose me. We stick together like glue. I'm ready for you, gonna put it on you. You're doing me right, baby, do what you do.
Baby, I want you back. Round the clock, I want it back. We won't stop. I'm riding good, stay in the mood. You turn me on. Baby, I want you back. Round the clock, I want it back. We won't stop. I'm riding good, stay in the mood. You turn me on.
I say you boo, you a real one. You do what you do when it's time, y'all. A gentleman.
And a gangster, you open my door, you a real one. Nothing can measure out to you. You real get to see me through. I'm a bad bat, and you got my walking together. I got things to do.
It's gonna be me or you. Know what we want, we'll see it through. I get what I want, so you're lucky too. You know that I'm lucky.